Samach Vav continued. Tezayin Iyar Hitov Shalom, Tez May 13, 1979, and Sunday.
He's told to affix his signature at the first morning point of time. So when does he have the covenant? That moment. So people are actually fed. So the melee, according to the second motion, apparently it seems that the Rosh assumed that even though Rabbi Tam said in the first version, he said that Chosin Mitchilo is kosher. Chosin Mitchilo is kosher, even though he was the first one in point of time, that was only according to Rabbi Tam's original version. So according to the original version, so on the contrary, so Mitchilo was more homo than the Eretz Abisot. Mitchilo was more homo than the Eretz Abisot. Mashiach came. So since Bitrilo was more homo than the Yemtza Bissor, and even Bitrilo, so was kosher, even Bitrilo was kosher, so Mimele, he said, even though he was the first one in point of time to sign it, it's still kosher. Mashiach, according to the final version of Rabbi Tam, that Be'em Tzavisof is Mochom. Be'em Tzavisof is Mochom. And Bitchilo is Mokal. Why is Bitchilo Mokal? Because by Bitchilo there is the element of Kovet. So the element of Kovet is Shayach when he's the first one in the position of the Shtar, then the Shayach is in Kovet. But when he's asked to be the first one in point of time, it's not Shayach to say Kovet. It's not Shayach to say Kovet. So the Mele, if we know that he was asked in point of time to affix his signature first, so then it's a Raya, then there is a Choche, that he was asked because he's an eight. So that's why he was asked first, because he's an eight. Not Kovet. Because he will not get Kovet as a result of being the first one to affix his signature. He'll get Kovet as a result of putting his signature in the position of the Shtar first. But he's not going to get Kovet as a result of being the first one to put his signature in point of time. So why was he asked? So the fact that he put his signature in the point of time shows that he didn't tell this. So the mail is possible. So there is no mystery between what the Rosh says according to Rabbi Tam and what Teitzve says according to Rabbi Tam. Teitzve says according to Rabbi Tam in the first Rosh, what the Rosh says according to Rabbi Tam in the second Rosh. Alright. Now the Rambam, Rabbi Goyen, the Rambam, they, and probably the Rambam Shita also, is like that. They agree with Rabbi Tam's original version. That when the Sefer says, "Holy Avol Chamishayim Muchsim Lashda," we need to Shnayim Avishayim, Kreim Mupsum, Tiskayim Oedes Bishor. So we say Shnayim Avishayim. It means even Shnayim Avishayim. Allah has come with Chamo, Shnayim Mtsoyim, Shnayim Achrei. So it's certainly kosher. The original version. That's the Shita of Rabbi Goyen and the Shita of Rambam. All right. Now we take לימן לי הומה משמיים, לדעז בלשטר, להחתי משמיים, להחתי משמיים. והם חייסנו וכדאי תהי, עמי תלונו משל שטורס, שחוסנו למילו, נשארים לו כאיך הנשארים נוסם, ומר זה, אסיס, נאו, דתיס וסרוש, אנגית, so he has the same kashin, but he presents the kashin in a direct way. He says, there the Gemara Marcus says, that there's no missing wires from the Vimer Zasis Rasidasis. So why do we say Hoyu Le'al Bova Hamishe Yuchzimu Ashta? So it is kind of Bishop Le Business. Texas doesn't present the kashin that way. Texas presents the kashin in a very strange way. He says, Rimam the Oma Mishmeidim. Who is that for Shlokish? He does go Ashtar Lachachtim, Mishmeidim, Vehem Chesmi, Rifidaitel, Amai Talinon Bishor Shtore Shechosmu, Libiru Nishalinu Kiech Tshalim Vasol Nerzasis. Why does he say that? He should ask, Amai, Halei Amit, Lifili Madiam Ginon Bidmor Vimakis. למרזה סיסה ולעשידה סיסה עמי תלינו משלושתו לשחוסנו למילו ושארינו. Why do they say? למען דיומה משמיינים לצריש לוקיש לדעת ולשתה להחתם משמיינים וכן הוא ידעי. So the kashi is only according to Shlokish, according to Rabbi Yechanan there is no kashi, or the kashi is directed against Rabbi Yechanan too. The very strange way Tesis present the kashi. I think that this thesis is presenting the kasha that way, the afuke of the shite of the thesis in Makis of Rabbi Chaim Keir and the shite of the Riv and the Rambam. Now, the Gemara Rebbe says in Makis that the din of intercourse apostle applies to the nemomenes also, not only to the nefoshes, the nefoshes. But being with the nemomenes, being the nefoshes, it only applies to a case where it's nischamorit. So what is the nischamorit? So the Gemara says, "Bez nes the kashi, rimel zasis, bez nes the shayla." Today, rimel zasis seul lasu zasis. Now, so there is a machlekes rishayim. In that Gemara, there are several machlokes Hashem. First of all, there is a machlokes Hashem whether the din of Nitzokol the apostle applies only to a case where the apostle became an Yakode. But suppose the apostle never testified in Bezin, then we don't say Nitzokol the apostle of the law, even though he was Chavloi. That's the shita of Tesis. Only if he became an Yakode in Bezin. And the Kodesh says that's the answer of the Gemara. The answer of the Gemara but the Shita of the Rashbam is that the thing the Kodesh apostle if this Havnoi applies even to a case where the apostle was just an Idri. And he never became a Yakov. Then she's the Rashbam. And from the Rashbam, Basra says that that's the Shita of Rashi too. And it's mashma like this from Rashi in Makis. Because how the statesmen know that the whole Aloha of Mutzakov, the apostle, is only Shayach by Yakovde? According to the thesis, there's a Bishaf in Gemara Steretz. Yokudoro, Bukhani Dora, because of the word Bukhani Dora, Yakov, not in Greek. Who is in Kandomo? But Rashi doesn't explain the Gemara in Kandomo because of Dabo the same way. It seems that Rashi holds that Kandomo because of Dabo means it's only Shayach, it's called possibly if it is, but possibly. As the Rashi says, Mashiach King, the Gemara is the Kashi, Ho Yatzel, Here Yatzel, Here Yatzel, Here Yatzel, they are Balidomo. So Balidomo, we don't say Nitzakov apostle. So according to Rashi, there is no more care for that thing. That Nitzakov apostle is only Shaya, by Yakod and not by Idri. So in Mele, Rashi Shite appears that the Aluch Nitzakov apostle applies into the Idri as long as he was Nischavloi. Rashi and Rashba. So that's one machlokes Hashem. Then there is another machlokes Hashem. What does it mean, Yischar Moharit? So this is machlokes. Lashur Asis. Koshe. Din keilu yoi odo meilo. Da kremim yobeyu viyengu Lashur Asis. Upir sham lechaim keilu. Da minu lei dim sheilin. Lashurim apsul. Masise ule meraz asise. Lo ya apsul. Vi am rak sheilu le meraz asin. Lo ya apsul. Oz la abidu som teilu. Afilu im zah min kore de posu. Avo li am lashur asin. Lo im apsul. Havidu som teilu. So Rabbi Chaim Keilu pshat is Merzat, Nishamloi doesn't mean the best inquires as to whether the apostle was Nishamloi. The Kabbalah of the apostle is of no significance. The important thing is the Kabbalah of the Kosher, whether the Kshetim had Kabbalah to be eating together with each other. But suppose the Psulim had all the Kabbalah in the world to be eating, but the Kshetim did not have Kabbalah to be Mitzuah and Bui the Psulim. So then, they do not puzzle, they do not invalidate the Rebbe's of the Sheik. And that is the Sheik of the Rebbe. The Sheik of the Rebbe is that when the Sheik of the Rebbe and the Rambam, that when we say a Nimsa called the apostle in the Sukhtura, only when the Kshayrim were mischavim to be Mitzurim with the Psulim. When the Kshayrim and the Psulim were mischavim to have a Tziruf together, to be Eidim together. According to the Rebbe and Rambam, according Rabbi Chaim Keilu emphasizes only the kavanah of the Kshayrim, whether they had kavanah to be eating together with the Psulim, and the kavanah of the Psulim is of no significance. According to the Rebbe and the Rambam, so is the kavanah of everybody, and that's what the Shach says of the Kshayrim and the Psulim. But we only it's mashma. From the Rif and the Rambam, that you only say, Eidei Shepotlo, even though the Shach has his own Pshat in Rambam, but it's mashma from the Rambam's notion that we only apply the halacha of Nimzo Kor, the Apostle, and Yusuf Tilo, if both the Kshayrim and the Psulim were mischavei to be Mitzuyev together, to be eating together. Then we say, alright, then there is another machlokes Hashem. Then some Rishonim say that Nischav Lohoid means that the apostle or the kosher were mischavim bishasriye to be eidim. And then the Ritva says no, that Nischav Lohoid means not that they were mischavim bishasriye to be eidim, but bishasagode they were mischavim. In other words, that's based upon the Shita of Tesis, that only by agode we say and Nimzukah of the apostle, not by Idriye. So even if they turned out to be Eid Agode, so when do we say that he's Agode, that he passes the Eidus of the Kshayrim only if Bishas Agode? If Bishas Agode, so he was mischavim to be an Eid. But sometimes the apostle, let's say, if a tragedy happened, one person killed another person, so then everybody comes to Bezin to scream. So some when they scream in Bezin, they don't intend to testify. They just want, you know, to arouse the wrath of the people of Bezin. So that's not Yischar Lohoid. But if, according to the Ritva, if a person, kosher or apostle, will be mischaving to be an aid at the time of the Riyah, but at the time of the Agodah, he's not mischaving to be an aid, so he doesn't pass on the Eidus of the Kshayrim. It's not, so it's another machlekes. We have several machlekes Hashem. That's the reason as to why I asked you to go over the whole sugya in Makis. Anyway, now. Teisves, as the Kashi, presents the Kashi in a very strange way. Vim tema, vimam diyoma mishumeidim, vidaz valashtar lahach, mishumeidim. ואם חסמו את דייתם, המייטלינו בשוש תורי שחוסמו למיור, ושאלינו כיכן שאלינו אוסום, למר זה אסיס, why is that what they should ask? Why don't we ask daily? ואיד השנם. Why did they have to say? According to משלוקים את משמיידים, ידעו לשלח משמיידים, המייטלינו בשוש תורי שחוסמו למיור. What? What's the shaykhs? But it seems that this Messiah is trying to negate the shita of the Rifn Rambam. The shita of the Rifn Rambam is that Nishav Moed means that the Ksherim won Nishavim, to be mitzuev with the Psurim, to be together with the Psurim, not just that the Psurim won Nishavim to be able. Now, so Tetzves wants to prove from Rishlokish as being not like the Rifn. Because Rishlokish says that if the Baal said, Laso, kiss will get leashed. So, Kulam Shemaiti, Mimele, Imim Tsechonim called the apostle, and you is Kulam Turo. So, why does Rishlokish say Kulam Shemaiti? That's the Undere of the Baal. That's the Undere Baal. But why is the Baal's Undere so important? It's, the important thing is the Undere of the apostle. The answer is, whenever the Baal tells certain people to sign, so the those whom he told to sign, they do it al das of the Baal, das of the Tzav. So, if the Baal tells, let's say, Levi or Yehude to sign, and Levi and Yehude are claiming, if the intention of the Baal is that Levi and Yehude should sign as it nai, b'teras nai, not b'teras edi, so the Mele, Levi and Yehude sign it b'teras nai. If the intention of the Baal is that Levi and Yehude should sign with teras edim, then the intention of Levi and Yehude is that they should sign it with teras edim. So that's why he says it's possible. So if the halacha had been so Tetzves deduces from this that the important thing is the kavanah of the post, not the kavanah of the ksheirim as whether they want to be mitzuev with the post. But the important thing is the kavanah of the psuri. So the raya is from Mishlokish. The raya is from Mishlokish. Mishlokish says kulam shemei. Kulam shemei. Mimele if nimtzeach kol of the apostle, so he do some too. Why? Because if the Baal had the intention that Levi and Yehude should sign mitir asedim, so the male Levi and Yehude when they affix their signatures, they do it al das Baal. So we have the kavanah of the psulim. So bishleim, if we say that as long as there is kavanah by the psulim to be edim, so then it negates the edus of the ksherim. We understand as to why Rishlokish says that get this possible. But if we are going to assume like the Rif that even if the psulim have kavanah to be edim, they do not negate the edus of the ksherim. Only if the Ksherim had Kavanah to be Mitzuev as members of one Katovedi with the Psulim, so Mele is not Shayach to say Aldaz the Baal. Aldaz the Baal Ta'avne means that the one who signs in accordance with the directive of the Baal does it Aldaz Baal. But the fact that he did it Aldaz Baal, and the Daz Baal was a claim in Yehudah, should sign with Terasaydin, so Levi Yehuda signed with Terasaydin. But Reuben and Shimon, the Ksherim, they didn't have Kavone to be Mitzuev with Levi Yehuda. So it still, the get should still be kosher. So why does the Gemara say that according to Mishlokish, that Omar Asor Kisu get to Ishti, so Kulam Shemaydin, so in Nimtzah, the Apostle, the whole get becomes Mokhm and Raisa? Why? Because the Psulim, the Korev, had Kavone to be an aid. Why did the Korev have Kavone to be an aid? Because the Korev had Kavone to do it al Daz HaBaal. And the Daz HaBaal was that he should be an aid. But even if he had Kavone to be an aid, it wasn't possible unless the Ksherim. Also, unless the Ksherim had Kavone to be Mitzuev with it. So the fact that Levi signed the Taldas Abal, that means the Tirasayim, does not necessarily mean that Reuven and Shimon the Ksherim also had Kavone to be Mitzuev with Levi. So why does the Gemara say according to Mishlokish it's possible? So it's a raya, not like a Reuven. That we're not interested in the Kavone of the Ksherim, as to whether the Ksherim want to be Mitzuev, Amechavim, to be Mitzuev for the Psulim. We are only interested in the Kavone of the Psulim. The Kavanah of Psalim, sorry, Kavanah of Shlokish, that the wounded of the Baal is that everyone he directed to sign should sign with the Asaidim. So anyway, the Psalim, they didn't have as a Baal, they had Kavanah to sign with the Asaidim. So maybe they passed. So this is why Tesis has to present the Kashi in such a strange way. Because if we were to assume like the leaf, then there wouldn't be any Kashi. Amayta Rinu Bishor Shtore Shechosnu Mimimu Lishalinu Keichen Lishalin Hosom Limerzasis Keichen Lishalin Hosom Limerzasis. Because over there, if Sheilim and Psuni come to Bezin together to testify, so then there is a real Sofik. The fact that they come together to testify creates a Sofik. Maybe at the time of the Riyah they already had Kavone to be able together. For Riyah now, they both come together in Bezin to testify. Mashe'im came here, there, by Eli Ashtar. So then we don't have to ask the Eidim, the Kshelim, did you have Kavone to be Mitzurah with them? Meichateisim, we should say that the Kshelim had Kavone to be Mitzurah with them just because Psulim signed and Kshelim signed. Does that mean that they had Kavone to be Mitzurah? The Kshelim signed because they signed? Because the Baal Ashtar told him to sign, and the Psalm signed because they signed. You see, so maybe there wouldn't be any kasha. The kasha of Tesis is based upon the fact that it's not necessary that the Kshelim should have Kavanah to be Mitzurah with the Psalm, or in order to pass on the Eidus of the Kshelim. All that is necessary is that the Psalm should have Kavanah to be Eidim. So since all that is necessary to pass on the shtar is that the psulim should have kavone, so the mele, if we see that in the shtar are kavone time, so it should create this topic. Maybe they have kavone because they signed. So there is a possibility. Maybe they signed in order to inflate their own ego, in order to have kavone. But that's one possibility. But there is another possibility that they signed it. He decided in order to be Eidim. That's the discussion. But if we were to assume like the leaf, then there wouldn't be any kashe. Over there, when the Kshelim and Psulim come to Bezin to testify, so then there is a real Sofik. Maybe they had Kavone at the very outset to be Eidim together. For Raya, you see that they are coming together to Bezin. But by Shtar, the fact that we see Psulim sign in the Shtar, that doesn't establish any Sofi. Maybe the Kshelim intended to be Mitzurah with the Psulim. Just because we saw the Psulim sign it, because the Psulim signed it, they wanted to sign. So the Kshelim couldn't stop them, that's all. The Kshelim couldn't stop them. So this is what he says. Vitema, Riman the Oma Mishumaid, the Daz Mawashtar Lehati, Mishumaid, Vem Khizman Fidaite. So Mele, and if the Das of the Balashtar is of the Baal is, they should be Aidin. So their Kabon is of the Psulim is also should be Aidin. So and because of that, so we apply the Allah to our apostle. So we see that the only important question is whether the Psulim themselves have Kabon. So it's not necessary that the Kshelim should have Kavone to be Mitzurah with the Psulim. So the Mele, if the Kavone by the Psulim themselves is enough to pass on the Shtar, so every time when we see Psulim sign, it should create this Sofik, whether they have Kavone to sign it. And my Tavun Bishor Shtore Shachos Muninu Mishalino, Keichet Shalino Hotom Demerzas Yisek. ואם הרבי קרם, משם יש שטר, ואיני מחסומים, נעשה כמי שנחקר או ידוס או מבז. נעשה כמי שנחקר או מבז. So he says, we don't have to be חשיש by שטורס. By it is Malpe, so there is a requirement of Kabbalah Seidus, and Bez, we cannot take anything for granted, so maybe we have to anticipate every possibility. So if we see the Cherubim and Psuvim come together to testify in Bezdin, so Bezdin has to ask all kinds of questions. So we assume that everything is fine. So in Mele, we also presume that even though the Cherubim definitely affixed their signatures on the Shtar, but they did it in such a way that they did not pass the Shtar. In what way? Let's say there was no Kavon Lord. Because of the aloche of the Yidim Achsum Lashtar, Nazet Mishenach Tiro Oidis of the Bez. Nazet of the Bez. Now, so that means, now, on whose testimony do we rely that the Psulim won up this Hamloi? On whose testimony? On the Psulim's testimony. What kind of a Biru is the Psulim's testimony? So we have to rely on the testimony of the Cherim. In other words, that since the Cherim are also signed on this Shtar, so they, by fixing their signature, they in effect stated that everything is Kiddas V'Kiddik. Everything is Kiddas V'Kiddik. Now the Gemara said in Ksuves that if two Eidim are signed on the Shtar, and then the same Eidim come to Besdin, and they say that Ktanim Oyinu Beis Yishor. So they're not them. They cannot negate their own Eidus. Because Kidim Shehivi Chubin Echezal Magim. When did they ever say that they were not Ktanim, that they were not Ktanim? They just have the signatures. So Gemara says, Chazok Eidim Chizim Tishtar Elo Mkinasim Gov. But that's also part and parcel of the Aloha Vim Nachsum Lashtar. Nasim Mishtach Vizim Lebez. So in other words, when they even fix the signatures, so then they testify in effect, not only that it was Nasim Das HaMishayim, they testify in effect that they didn't be kashres. Now, in order to be kashres, so they cannot be Ktanim at that moment. So they testify in effect they were not Ktanim. So mainly if they themselves come to Bezdin and say they were Ktanim, it's like 280 after they testify, we try to retract or change their testimony. You cannot do it. So you have to, furthermore, the Gemara says in Suez, suppose two Eidim are signed on the Shtar, and then two other Eidim come and say that the signatories were Ktanim at the time they signed, so then it has a din of Treyutrei. Why? Because the same Eidim themselves, by affixing the signatures, in effect they testify that they were not Ktanim. So if two other Eidim say they were Ktanim, so it's a Moshe of Treyutrei. So here too, that here, since there is a loch of him, Machsum Lashtar Lashkach, Machsum Lebezdin, so the mele it is assumed that everything is Kiddas V'Kiddin. In order to be Kiddas V'Kiddin, so then the Psulim must not have had Kavonim. So the mele, we say that it's changing by affixing the signatures. So they testified in effect that even though the Psulim joined them in signing, but the Psulim did not have Kavone to be. Otherwise, the Cherim wouldn't have fixed the signatures. If the Psulim had Kavone, so then they would pass the Agone of the Cherim, so the Cherim would not have put their signatures on Mishnah. Now, I just want to see that the thesis read. I mean, we mentioned one third of this. Vikasha, four lines from the end. Vohoafiu bishor shtore tamamu niket poshu, oma cheskiye, milu bikrim kosher, umsaimim maskiri tanyo yosimola vol chamisheidim, נמצאת מכל פוסל קיימים ושום והמי לגזין עושה נמוס לבחתם קיימים ולחות כי לעזבים הולכת תשוב ועושה בשבילו קיימים מהקשיים ומסו מתחילו ואומר יח שבשחיז מהקשיים האחרים ויחשיר מה אומר שהם מדובים על הקשיים אין סמכי אבל פוסל מתחילו קרוב לפוסל ולמד לחוזר להם ומה מתינה גלר זה דחס מנה מקשיים זה בקיים על פמי אלו סובו שעל יד זה מסקיים הגיעת ויומי להח שיקור לפוסל לכל אין אדם. So that's one type of thesis. In regard to the kasha, here we say that if a dibkrima chosim b'tchilo, so it's possible in Rabbanon because of exilah the mosel achufe, and why does Gemara there say milu b'krimim kosher, even though b'krimim achosim b'tchilo? So this is what it says. Oh, but they, when Chazkiya says, it's kosher, it has reference to the case, where they just, the craving just put their signatures on top of the pay, on top of the shtar. But in point of time, they were not the first ones to put their signatures. Mashinkin over here, the more is reference to the case, where the craving in point of time were the first ones to put their signatures. So since they were the first in point of time to put their signatures, so there's a say, anyone who will know, and the same thing would be true in other stories too. If craving would put their signatures in point of time, they would be the first ones in point of time to put their signatures on the shtar. So then any observer would say that craving is kosher aides. So why is it possible if the craving are the first ones in point of time to put their signatures? Because with Rabbonim it's possible. But from the way the Rishonim mentioned in the name of Rav Netan, so there it is possible with Reise. In other words, according to this read, even if we know that they put their signatures, were the first one to put their signatures in point of time, so it's only possible with Rabbonim, not with Reise. Because with Reise it can only be possible if they know Mamish Mishab. Mashenki, from the Mishenki, it appears that according to Rav Netan, if craving put their signatures there in Tzau Bisov, where it cannot say Machas Kovet, or even Bitchilo, but if they put their signatures, as the first ones in point of time, so then there is a Choche that they were Mishabim. So even if they were not Mishabim, it is possible. Now then the Sri mentions another terrace. In Abu Hosom the Evi, the Mulokom, the Mashma the Evi, the Ocha the Hatrile, the Mechno Hatrile Mashma, Avaloelo, the Mikha, the Hosom the Hatrile, call it possible, Kosher, it is kind of the show of the Sri Hosom get Kosher. So then it is another terrace. And the other terrace that is Sri is in line with the Girse of the Reef, because the Girse of the Reef was different, not like we have. What's our Girse? Our Girse is Yechosom Bitchilo. So the Gios of the Rif is Machtim Bitchilo. Mechtim Lechatchilo Kol Apostle Amul Lekosha Amul Apostle Amul Lekosha Tnayu Amul Apostle Zachlun Kish Baalim. So the Gios of the Rif is Mechtim Lechatchilo. So the machlokes is whether lechatchila it's all right to be machti a korban of a posel on top, but they have a determined kosher. Now according to the Gyoseh, this is so the Ram says that even according to the Gyoseh, even the Gyoseh of the Rif could be explained the same way that even there is posel. But if it's a sleep, he apparently adapts the Gyoseh of the Rif, but he doesn't explain it the same way as our Gyoseh. And he explains it, that in Achname, Machdi Mitchilo, Amun Le Kosher, Amun Le Posel, Amun Le Kosher, Amun Le Chathilo, he can be Machdi Mitchilo, Amun Le Posel, Mitchilo, and Amun Le Posel, that Le Chathilo is not allowed to, but the Eved, it's Achdi Kosher. So in Meile, there is no Kasher from the Gemara of Milu, Bikrein Kosher, because there, he tells us the Eved, but Le Chathilo is possible. Now, in this Gemara, so there is many poskim who are bothered by certain difficulty in this Gemara. Now, first the Gemara says, I discussed it last year, a part of it. First the Gemara says, "My binaya, iki binaya, chosin bitrei binaya v'yeme, v'inuch mikamer asoyam. Man lo ma mishim binaya kosher, man lo ma mishim eidim posel. Inam shayachtach mekol posel. Man lo ma mishim binaya kosher, man lo ma mishim eidim posel." So the Gemara says in so many words that in the case of Nitzan called apostle, the man of Mishim Tnai is kosher. Then the Gemara proceeds and says, Yechosim Bitchilo called the apostle, I'm the kosher, I'm the apostle. And that goes according to Mandom Mishim Tnai. So how can the Gemara say I'm the apostle when the Gemara just finished saying, in Amish Nitzan called the apostle, the man of Mishim Tnai kosher? And here the Gemara says that there is a Mandoma that even if it's Mishim Tnai, it's possible. So according to the Gilsa of the Leaf, the way that this is explained it, so there is no kasha. Because in Amish and Zachman call the apostle Mandom Shem Tnai Kosha Lele, Bilishim Sofi. Mandom Shem Bil Posel Lele, Ichot, Machtin the Chatchile call the apostle, whether you allow Chatchile to be Makal Posel, Amal Kosha Amal Posel. But even the one who says Posel, he means the Chatchile is not allowed to be Machtin call the apostle. But then he says in Kosha, so there is no kasha. But how about how do you say? So then there is a stire in the Gemara. So Bishlim, according to the first version of the Rav Netan, that when the Gemara says, Mach the Mandoma who says, Chosim Bitchila is possible. So it only means Chosim Bitchila, but Chosim Be'emza. Ubisof is Kosher, so then there is no Kasha, there is no stire. Because then, according to the first version of Rav Netan, the Gemara is saying, In Amish Nitzavu Kome Post, the Mandoma Mishun Tnai is Kosher. Kosher, the Choladeyes, the Emza, the Sof. Then the Gemara says, Yechosim Bitchilo, Amo le Kosher, even Bitchilo. The Amo le Posel, then Bitchilo is Posel. But when we, does the Gemara say, Nitzel Kol le Posel, Manu Shnai Kosher, that's the Emza, the Sof. But how about the final version of Amitah? That the Emza, the Sof is more homo than Bitchilo. So Mele, the Emza, the Sof is according to everybody Posel, and Posel with the right say. So then we have a stir in the Gemara. The Gemara is saying, and one first the Gemara says, by the Naya, Kibinaya, Yitzhak, and call the apostle, Limando Mush, Nai Kosha, so it's Kosha. And then the Gemara says, Yichos, and the call the apostle, Amu the Kosha, Amu the apostle. How can the Gemara say apostle when the Gemara just said that Limando Mush, Nai is Kosha? So we have to say, as a simple tarot. So then, according to the final version of the Tab, we have to say, Limando Mush, Nai Kosha, Kosha of the apostle in the rice. But then, is it kosher in min habanon? So, chosim mitchilo, so amul kosher, that's it in min habanon. It's kosher, but amul posel, the rabbon is posel. And what does the Gemara mean when it says, in amis mitchilo, amul kosher, posel, amul kosher, nai kosher, that means kosher mitchilo. We can say that. But it seems that some tell that this is a nechut. So let's see what the Marshal says. So the Mashal is explaining this Gemara in order that it shouldn't be in conflict with the Rabbi Tam's final version. So he explains it in a dechak way. He says like this. The Gemara says it first. My Benai. So the Gemara says, Iki Benai, Iki Shim Tzach, we call the Apostle. The man don't wish me to is kosher. The man don't wish me to be Apostle. He has me to be called Apostle. I'm on the kosher. So then, it is right what the Gemara just finished saying. Nimzah, I'm called Apostle, man don't wish me to be the I'm on the Apostle. So then, the second Biname falls off. So in other words, you can only say one Nafkimine between the Shlokish and Lech. But that's it. Now let's see how the Rosh, the Masho explains it. So the best way of explaining it would be that by saying, my Naya, Ki Naya, Nim Zekol, the Apostle, the Mandom, Shem, Naya, Kosha, Kosha, the Reis, Chol HaDeis, Chos Mitrilo, Amo, the Kosha, Ibn Yavonon, Vamo, the Apostle, the Rosh. But they don't like this Pshat. Oh. Vizel, Shem, HaDeis, Ibn Yavonon, the Mishkar, and Zorich, Lachir, Amayach, Zim, Dei, Mahsum, Kilo, Nech, Kash, Lo, Nim, Nim, Tnay, Hosom, Ad, Kam, Shem, No, I'm sorry. Dibra Masra, Amul Apostle. Uman di Machsho, Och le Machsho, Bitchilo, Yisam, Bitchila. So, Ocho, Uman di Chisro, Che, Afil Bitchilo. Mishim Bichlu, Betfei, Mishos Torez. Yeish di Ashe, Gam Hai Torushek, Mishkos Adil. Da'am Gav Da'ashmi, Mishlo Mati, Mikea, Komot, Mishim Getuchim, Mishim 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 Ein Jahr, wo man die Pries war, die Gehe, in die Wipsel, wo die Fuhl und die Sohn, an dem Zakosche, der Rosch wäre der Porsche. Der Rosch ist nicht der Porsche, Menschen sind die Menschen. here, which is unlike the first Moshe of Ramadan and unlike the second Moshe of Ramadan. According to the first Moshe of Ramadan, so the emtsa will be solved. It's always kosher. It's always kosher. The shoshto is and by yet. And but b'tchil also by shoshto is it's kosher. By yet it's kosher. That's the first Moshe. The second Moshe, the final version of Ramadan is that the emtsa will be solved. It is possible by yet in the rice and by shoshto is in the rice. But b'tchil according to one Moshe it's kosher. And according to one Moshe it is possible. Then the Rosh in the portion is another sheet. He says that Bisov it is definitely possible. Bisov it is definitely possible, but with the emtsa it is kosher. Our teacher doesn't distinguish between the emtsa and Bisov. He says that being the emtsa being Bisov is possible. Only b'tchilo it's kosher. It's kosher by shoshtos. Because b'tchilo also there is we say that it was done b'teras kovet. Mashenki b'emtza b'sof is not chayach to say kovet. But the Rosh in the portion says that b'sof it is possible. B'emtza it is kosher. And b'tchilo it's also kosher. So what's the pshat in the Rosh? So the Bais Yosef in Eben Ezer in Simen Kuf Kufro. So he explains it as follows. In other words, B'tchilo it's kosher. Why is it kosher B'tchilo by Shosh Torres? If the apostle signed his name at the beginning of the Shtar, why? Because there it's covered. There it's covered. So the Yosef says, according to the Rosh, it's always covered. When is the covered? When his name appears at the end of the Shtar. Then there is no covered. But as long as he's not at the very end of the Shtar, so then there is always covered. And if there is covered, so Behemtza there is also covered. In other words, Behemtza is like the tree. When is there no covered? When it is dissolved. This is the way the Bais Yosef seems to understand the Rosh in the Poshe. But from other poskim it appears that they explain the Rosh differently. Why? Because things we said before So in other words, the thing says that we are generally have to be mikayim from the inim shalimato. So the mele, so in other words, so there was a special takonis hachomim. That generally, when we have kind of shtar, and if you have a shtar not to aim, if you have to aim, you have to notarize both the signatures of both aim. But suppose you have 10 aim, so you only have to notarize 2 out of the 10. Which 10? So the takonis hachomim was, you have to notarize the lowermost signatures. So the mele, since we have to notarize, seeing the Takonis Chachomim was that we should always notarize the lowermost signatures, so the mele whenever two aiding affix the signatures at the end of the shtar, so the mele it is apparently legitimate because of that practice. Why is there such a practice? Because that's the way the Chachomim are misaki. But seeing the Chachomim are misaki, that we have to be mikayim. So even if we know that all the enim, all the ten enim actually, still if we are not mikayim all the inim, we don't notarize all the inim. If we notarize only two, so which do the two lower most signatures? So since the practice is to be mikayim the two lower most signatures, so the mele affixing one signature at the end of the shtar has a choche that we should need this, because the practice is that we always mikayim the lower most signatures. Seems to be his theory. On one hand, the Gemara says, "He can be nigh in the Gemara post, man, but it's nigh kosher." And then the Gemara says, "He has to be tchilo. I'm the apostle, even be tchilo. Certainly, Ben Tzav is old. So when does the Gemara say, man, but it's nigh in kosher?" So the Mashal says, Und manchmal bin ich noch ein paar Trümmer und mich nicht. Und bitte, ich stehe da, es ist ja schon mal durch. Ich weiß nicht, da habe ich auch das Spiel nicht schon mal. Ich habe mich auch nicht mehr gesehen, ich habe mich 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 nicht mehr gesehen, aber dem Tag, ich habe mich nicht mehr gesehen, ich habe mich nicht mehr gesehen, ich habe mich nicht mehr gesehen, Kochst du die Post, aber wie schaust du es? Ubi, sehen Sie ja schon, wir haben die Trinke, mich kurz mal schauen, so according to the Russian Forschung, there is no cache an our Gemora, there seems to be still. What is the way? Because first the Gemora says, Nimsa, call the Post, Mamush, my Kosher, and then the Gemora says, Hosen, the Trinke is possible, and the Emsa be solved, certainly possible, so it is still. So he says, no, according to things, the Russian Forschung. So when does Rabbi Tam say that it's possible? Only when it's be solved, it's possible. But when it's Bensa, it's not possible. So maybe we can explain the Gemara. In Amish needs to have no call possible. We mount on Amish with Nai Kosher. Kosher are Bensa. Then the Gemara says, so if it's Bensa, so it's Kosher holidays. It has to be true. Call it possible. I'm on the Kosher, I'm on the post. I'll go back. This is what he says. We say, Yashay, you will sleep from only talking because of my shower, and you come home because of the three o'clock. But that is only Shayach according to the Rosh in the Poshet. That is only Shayach according to the Rosh in the Poshet. But according to things we see here is Masha. Things we see here is Masha. Avo, so he says, Uman the Machshorocha the Machshorah of the Tchila. Avo, we see the Poshet. We go out. So it's Mashma. That B'emtza is also possible. He says, we Machshorah of the Tchila. However, the Shach, the Cheshmishbe, in Simon and Behei, so he reads the Rosh Hitten and Poshu into this thesis too. And he says, Uman di machshorocha u machshorah le bitchilo. Avon b'seif posh le kulalme. Ben Tzai doesn't mention. So he says, the thesis here agrees the Shach. In Simon and Behei, in Cheshmishbe, he says, the thesis here agrees with the sheet of the Rosh and the Poshu. That Ben Tzai is Poshu. So maybe there is no kashi. As to this thing. All right.
Kitten, Shusamach Zayin, Yudchas, Yurei, Tov, Shalom, Tess. Gittin, Shir Sam of Zion, Yukas, Yerei Tov Shalom, Tez, May 15, 1979,
Tuesday. The thesis of Rosh, I mentioned by Stalin, he presents the Kashi very simply. He says, why are we telling Bishol Shtorosh Chosmu Milu? Yimora says they are the best nest in the Merza season. So we cannot take anything for granted. But Teisves presents it in a very complicated way. He mentions what Rishloki said, that when the Baal says Kulchem Chismu, so then it's Mishmei. So that means because the Das of the Baal is Lach Mishmei. So the question is, why does he have to mention this abdomen? Because according to Mishlokish, so we explained it last time, that because there is a machlekes v'shemim, what does it mean? Limer ze asise or lastu de asise. So some v'shemim say that the important question is whether the psulim had kavone to be. And Ramchan Kain says the important question is whether the Kshemim and Kavone to be aiding together with the Pshul. So Mele, if we were to assume, like Ramchan Kain, that the Kavone of the Psulim is not important, the Kavone of the Kshemim, whether the Kshemim and Kavone to be aiding together with the Psulim, that's the important thing. not the kavone of the psuri, so then there is no kasha, because in this case we're aiding kav. So he says, so the mele, if we were to say that the kavone of the psuri does not pass on the edus of the kshelim, only the kavone of the kshelim to be mitzuev with the psuri, that pass on the edus. So the mele, it's not difficult why we are tailored b'shor shtom eshachos mu'minu, because meicha teise, should we anticipate that the kshelim had kavone to be mitzuev with the psuri, meicha teise, what? If, let's say, the kavone of the psuim to be aiding puzzles, so then we can say that since the kavone, whether the shaving had kavone to be mitzuref with the psuim or not, is not important. The only important question is whether the psuim were mischaving, and we know that the psuim signed the mishtar. So the kashi is, how can we take it for granted? So there is a real sophic. So how can we take it for granted? In other words, we know the psulim signed, but if the psulim signed without being mischavloi, so then they don't pass the names of the chair. If they signed it with kavaneh, so since we know that the psulim signed, and it's very likely that the psulim, if they had the audacity to sign, why couldn't it be possible that they also had the audacity to be mischavloi? So how can we take it for granted? So this is what Teisves is mentioning. Teisves is mentioning the Raya, let's say, if not for the Gemara of Rish Lakish, of the member of the Rish Lakish, then we could say, like Rabbi Nachman Kerr, that kavone by the psulim in itself does not pass on the edus of the kshelim. Only the kavone by the kshelim to testify together with the psulim. So in Mele, we can take it for granted that it's chosmul emilu. What does it mean, chosmul emilu? As long as the kshelim, the wanakis have it, to be eating together with the psuri, so it's kosher, then it is chosmul emilu. Then it's chosmul emilu. And Meir Chatei, should we say that the kshelim did have kavanah? I mean, there is nothing in the behavior of the kshelim which tends to indicate that they had kavanah to be eating together with the psuri. But if that is all, so Teisves mentions a raya from the member of Rish Lakish that it is not like Rabbi Nachman Kehan. Because if it had been like Rabbi Nachman Kehan, so why does Rish Lakish say that if someone said Kulchem Chismu and some of them were clean of psuri, so then the whole get becomes bottle because of the Mitzvah Kol Evu Posel? But true that the Baal had kavone that they should sign it with Tiras Eides, but that does not mean that the eating kshelim had kavone. Why should the eating kshelim have kavone to be eating together with the psuri? So why does Rish Lakish say that since the intention of the Baal was that they should sign the shemaidim, so the melem to call the apostle the sumtula? Why? Is the get bottle? The get shouldn't be bottle. After all, the Baal wanted them to sign Mishimaydi. The Baal wanted them to sign Mishimaydi. And the Psuni did it out of the Baal. So the Psuni also was mishaving the Mishimaydi. But that doesn't mean that the Kshaving was mishaving that the Psuni should be able to get over there. So why does Rish Lakish say that the get is bottle? So it's a raya from the member of Rish Lakish. So it's in my raya from the member of Rish Lakish that not like Rabbi Nachman Kehan, that even if the kshelim are not mischaving to be aiding together with the psuri, as long as the psuri had kavone to be aiding, even though the kshelim were not mischaving, that the psuri should be mitzuref with them, So the shtal is bottom. The deidus is bottom. The deidus of the shayla is bottom. Now, so something the Rish Lakish says, in this case, the intention of the Baal was that he should be edim, the psulim should be edim, and everyone who signed it al das Baal. So whatever the das Baal was, that was the das of the one who signed. So anyway, that's why it's a strong apostle. That's why it takes this, presents the kashe in such a complicated way. Ve'imer abetam, v'sham eshtar, ve'idim achzumim nase kimishinach peoritus on the best. Ve'idim achzumim nashinach peoritus on the best. So the Tam says that the reason is why we take it for granted, that chosmul miru, because even though the carbonic by the psulim alone, so would pass the days of the kshayim, but since the kshayim signed it, so when kshayim affixed the signatures to Ishtar, the in effect testified that everything was done kidas v'kidin, that everything was done kidas v'kidin, everything was done kidas v'kidin. In other words, the Gemara says Misumis Tachov Shnai Nachsum Al Ashtar. And then Ubo Shnai Machel Vomru Ktan Moyu, that the signatories of the Shtar were Ktan in Beisi Shor. So it's Treyutrei. We cannot pass on the Shtar. It is Isopic. Why? Because Eidim Achsum Ashtar Shkatsu Mevesin. So when Eidim testified, it's considered as investment that was examining and found out that everything was done the proper way and so on. So the Mele, when Eidim affixed the signatures on Ishtar, so they in effect testified that when we affix the signatures, we were competent witnesses. What does it mean, competent witnesses? If they had been standing at the time, if they hadn't been bar mitzvah at the time, so they wouldn't be competent witnesses. So the Eidim themselves testified that they were not done. Now two other Eidim come and say they were done. So it's right, right. Suppose the same signatories come to Bezdin and say, at the time we have fixed our signatures, so we are done. So then it's Kim Shiibichu in Chizamak. So it's all based upon the aloche of Ein Machzor Shlaskus in Bezdin. So here too, even though the kavanah by the apostle is sufficient to pass on the edicts of the Kshayim, but since the Kshayim affixed the signatures, and the Kshayim, so how is it that the Kshayim were ready to affix the signatures when they knew that Psulim also affixed the signatures? So apparently, they made sure that the Psulim who affixed the signatures, they only affixed the signatures like Kovet Baalman, the Mila Baalman, not the Kshayim. So the Mele, we assume that the Shtar is kosher. We assume that the Shtar is kosher. Now, so then it will follow from thesis. So it will follow from thesis, she did, that suppose since when Eidim affixed the signatures on Shtar, they in effect testified not only that their Chsime was Kidas Vigdim, but that the Chsime of the co-signatories, I shouldn't say witnesses, because if they were not mischaveroi. So, of the co-signatories did not involve any psul to pass on their signature. They have in effect testified it. So the Mele, suppose, it follows from things that just as the Gemara says in Sumis, that if two Eidim are signed at Ishtar, and then the same lady come and testify in Bezdin. Aktani moyinu beizisho, einu memoni, kib mishiibichu nechizamagi. Because by the time when they affixed the signatures, they in effect testify that they were not tani, they were dead. So if later on they say, we walk tani, Bezdin ignores their testimony, kib mishiibichu nechizamagi. Because that tends to change, to alter their own testimony. And Eidi, once they testified and their testimony was accepted by Bezdin, so they cannot in any way modify, alter the testimony. So, the Mele, by signing the shtar, they in effect testify that they were not tanning, they were dealing. So when they come later to Bezdin and say we were tanning, they are in effect altering the testimony. So that memo. So we say keep changing of the magid. So it will follow that according to Rametam, suppose two Eidim signed an shtar. Two Eidim changed an shtar. But Kreivin and Psulim also signed an shtar. And then that Eidim, the Kshevin, will come to Bezdin and they'll say, at that time, when we signed our signatures, we knew that the other Eidim, that the Psuri also were mischarnoi. They wouldn't be them. Because since we applied it Abidet, the aloche of Kibushihidi, Shur bin Chizel Magid, since we applied the aloche of Kibushihidi, Shur bin Chizel Magid, so the mele, in effect, they testify not only that their signing is Be'achshah, but the signing of the other signatories is also Be'achshah. How could it be Be'achshah if they are Chayim Psulim? In other words, that they are not Mischam Lohoyim. Mischam Lohoyim. So if they come to this and they say that they were Mischam Lohoyim, they're not them. This is Teisa Shita. But we see that Rambam Shita is not like that. The Rambam says, okay, we'll see this, Haloche Gimel, in the middle of Haloche Gimel. Al Kishnai Meidi, Al Kishnai Shaydi, Las Ishlai Shok Kishnai. Mashnai Nisak Menkol Apostle, what lo Eides, Af Shlai Shok Vadim Meir. Nimtza Echad Menkol Apostle, what lo Eides. Beim Bidin Momen is Beim Bidin Foshis. Vamet Wa Amun Bizman Shnishab Mekul Oloi. Avon Loi Nishab Mekul Oloi, Mayasu Shni Achim Bichalom. ויראו אור כשאורג זה זה, אוי כשחוב הרבה, אוי כשחוטב חצר בי, אחרי זה יודק. וחי צד בי, כנסה דולו, כשאיר בי נבז, אין לי מרובי, קטח עשה אין לי אלוהם, כשביסם זה שאורג, וחוב הרבה, אוי בוסם, אוי לירס. כל מי שאין הלוי לא ידעו, אפילו לירס מה, זה המעט דבור, בכלל הרום פוסי, מה פריסניס. וכל מי שאין הלוי יסה, אין לי אלוהים, ובחבין לירס, מה פריסניס. אם נמצאו כפיירו שנסחב לו את קורם ופוסל, אין לזה כולם תולו. באמת, בוא נאמר לו משוי בין קורם ופוסל. אבל אם כולם כשאין לי מאחר שנסחב לו, ראשון נסחב לו, הוא אין מראה דובו, וכיווני פיוסי, הוא אין שמה שרוי, חיתך עדין על פי, ואין מימון אין פושס. That's in regard to this world. Then, נאמר חבו, ודיסקוס את זה משטר. שטר שאוי אין לו פמירובי. ונמצאו יחד בין קורם ופוסל. אוי שאוי בשניים שבעים, אם זה וזה, והרי דלקיומים, כדי לישור איסון, אם יש שם אין לסבורו שכולם יושבו לחתם, שערי נסחב מול הוי, הרי זה בוד, ובאר, תזכאי עם הוי לסבישור, תלום או מכאי עם הוי לסבישור, שערי אפשר, שחוס מוהק שיר, ויניחו מוקים מגודל, לחתם, בו זה הכואב, הוא יפוסו, ויחוסם שלוי מדי איתו. ויחוסם שלוי מדי איתו. So, what does the Rambam say? שטר שאוהד את מרובי, ונמצא הכל בפוסט, או ששתיים שחיים. So, אם אינים כיום הם כאילו שלא יסון, אם יש את מפלורה שכולם לא שלחתם, שהשכב לא ידע איזה בוט. So, in other words, so that means that if other אידים come and say that at the time that the Psulim signed it, it was Mischav Lohoi, then the Shtar becomes Bot. So the Rambam is definitely Chilik on this. This is what Chaim says. The Rambam is definitely Chilik on Rametam. Because Rametam applies the Aloche of Eid Machsum HaShtar HaShkach Nesu Mebez, regarding the question as to whether the Psulim who co-signed the Shtar together with the Kshemim were Mischav Lohoi or not Mischav Lohoi. Now, if the Rambam had agreed with Rambam, so then, even if there is any war, what is really this war? Now, that Eidim testify that the Psulim one is Chavloid. Psulim is Chavloid, the Kshevim is Chavloid together with Psulim, whatever. So then, it should be Trey, and the Rambam says, if you have any war, you call him Yoshua Achter, that is Chavloid, that is the war. How is the war? Why did he say אם יש שם בנסבורגה שקוראים ישו אחתה שהמסחב לא הוי ולחיז את פרטו. That means that if Eidim testify that they were Nischav Lohoit, so then the Eidim becomes Boto. But according to Ramatam, even if the Eidim would testify, other Eidim would testify that they were Nischav Lohoit, so it still wouldn't be Boto, it would be Trey Trey. Because just as the Gemara says in Sures, Ligabi, Shnaim Achsun Lashtar, Ubo, Shnaim Achemim, Vongu, Ktanim Oyo Ben Sisho. So we say Trey Trey. And if the Eidim, so according to Ramatam, it should follow that if other Eidim testify that the Psulim on Nischav Lohoit, it shouldn't be bottled, but it should be Trey Trey. And if the same Eidim, the Kshelim, the signatories, if they testify that it was Nischav Lohoit, they should not be named altogether, because it came Shigit Shivin Achiz Almagi. So we see that the Rambam is Chelei Kan on Ramatam. The Rambam is Chelei Kan. This is the kasha that Reb Chaim raises against Rambam in Pirkei, the Chassidus Halachah. Now, so then, it's a very long Reb Chaim, but then he mentions what the B'Syosef says on the Rambam. In other words, because the B'Syosef himself realized that the Rambam is Chilka Rav Netam, because according to Rav Netam, we apply the Halachah in Masum Ashtam Ashkach Tzunibez, and that's the reason as to why we are not Chishish, maybe the one is Chav Lohoi. So if we do apply the aloche of imachshu dasnas and bezin, so even if the same edim will say that the one is chavloi, he shouldn't be nemon. Kibu sheiti chivin achet almag. And the Rambam says that if oyo shomim is buro, if oyo shomim is buro, so then they if oyo shomim is buro, so then the edis becomes buro. So why? If we apply the aloha fiddle, eid machzum ashtar nase, kimishnach kolin zibezi. So mele, if the same eidim, the same eidim testify, we should apply the aloha of kimishnach kolin zibezi. And if other eidim, it should be considered, if other eidim testify, that the psulim on ischavoi, so we should say that it's trail trail. So the Yosef says, that here we do not say, kimishnach kolin zibezi, if the same eidim testify, or if other Eidim testify, we do not say it's Rei Trei and we accept the testimony, because here there is a certain reyese in the Shtar itself. There is a certain reyese in the Shtar itself. There is a certain reyese in the Shtar itself. And it seems that there is a reyese in the Shtar because we see the names of the traitor. So in Meila we cannot apply the aloche of Eidim Achsum al-Ashtar Nasekim Shenachke or we do some of the best. That's why the Rambam says that he there is a Nisbor, that the one is Chavlo, he then becomes Boto. And we do not say Kim Shigit Shun Echizamayim. Why don't we say Eidim Achsum al-Ashtar Ashtar Nisum al-Bez and some of Meila, if the Eidim say that it was Nisbor, they should be considered as altering their own testimony? Because there is a reyesi in the shtar itself. So mele, we cannot say, if there is a reyesi in the shtar itself, we cannot say, kim shihigi shuvin chizr magi. But if there is a reyesi in the shtar itself, so then, without any testimony, why does the Rambam say, v'ari re'ein o'edim kayomim, kidurim lishu'ein son? So, אם יש שם איזה בור שקוראים יושבו, הרי זה בוטל, ואם לאו תסכם איזה מישהו, מה נפשך? In case they didn't do testify, so then we don't apply the law of kimchi in the case of Magid. Why? Because there is a race in the shtar. So even if it is, if there is no in this war, it should be sophic. Maybe the one is Ramloi. That's the question that Reb Chaim raises against Ram. So Reb Chaim says as follows. He says, now the halacha of the school of table, so can take effect either to Tziruf in the Hagode or to Tziruf in the Rih. Let's say by this Balkan. So if let's say two Eidim testify, and a certain Rih and Psulim also testified on that Rih, so then the Eidim of the Psulim can validate the Eidim of the Kshir either on the basis of a joint Rih or on the basis of a joint tagon. So now the Ramai Makis says as follows. If let's say two Eidim saw together, if it was not an Eidim Mircheles in the Rih, if it was an Eidim Srufo in the Rih, you know what is called Eidim Srufo in the Rih and what is called Eidim Mircheles in the Rih. Eidim Srufo in the Rih means not only that the Eidim saw it, but the two Eidim who saw a certain Maise, they also saw that the other Eidim saw it. That's called the Yisuf. Let's say, if two Eidim look through this window and they see that one person killed another person on the street, and two other Eidim look through the other window and they also see the same thing, so then it could be that Reuven and Shimon see that Yisochar killed Zvul here on the street, and Levi and Yehuda, who looked through the other window across the street, also saw that Yisochar killed Zvul. But Reuven and Shimon did not see that Levi and Yehuda saw the same thing. So then it is called Eidim Mircheles in the Rih. But suppose the two Eidim who look through this window, so they see that Reuven and Shimon who look through this window and observe the Maaseh that Yisochar killed Zvul, so they see that Levi and Yehuda also see the same Maaseh, then it's called the Yisroel. But if they don't see that the other Eidim see the same thing, then it's called the Yisroel. So the Ramai Makis said as follows, that if the Rie was an Eidim Srufo, if in the Rie there was a Tziru, so then even if the two Eidim, let's say the Krevim and the Psul, even the Krevim and the Psul did not testify talking in Dibur with the Kshir, but since there was a Tziru in the Rie, there was a Rio Srufo, not a Rio of Mircheles, but a Rio Srufo, so the Mele, the Eidim of the Kshirim becomes bottle on the basis of the Tziruf of the Kshirim and the Psumim in the Rih. But suppose in the Rih there was an Eidim Mircheles, but then Reuven and Shimon saw that Yisochar killed Zvul, and Levi and Yehuda also saw through the other window that Yisochar killed Zvul, but they didn't see each other, so then the Rie had no Tziruf. So then, if Reuven and Shimon and Levi and Yehuda would testify in the same person, talking in Dibur of each other, then we would say that the Eidim of the Kshirim, it becomes both. Let's say Reuven and Shimon are Echevi, and Levi and Yehuda are Echevi to Yisochar or to Zvul. So then, if they testify, talk in the Dibur, so even though in the Rih it was an Eidim Mircheles, not a Rih Srufo, an Eidim Srufo, so they'll still invalidate the Eidim of the Kshir through the Tziruf of Nagel. So there are two ways how the Deen of Nitzot of the Apostle, Eidim Kulo Ptelo, takes effect. Either on the basis of the Tziruf of the Rih, so then it's not necessary that they should testify together, Bivasachas, talking in Dibur to each other, or the din of Yitzhak all the apostles from Tilo can take effect on the basis of Yitzhak from Dagodin. So then, even if the Riyait was an Eidus Miachedes, not an Eidus Rufo, so the Eidus of the Ksherim will still become one. Will still become one. Now, the Shittas Rambam, as Reb Chaim assumes, actually, it is not so poshut that this is the Shittas Rambam, but Reb Chaim assumes that, and that is in line with the pshat of the Prishe in Chish Mishpet, Simen Ramvor, Ramatres, not in line with the pshat of the Bach or of the Tumim, but that is in line with the pshat of the Kesef Mishne, the Mesiyosef, and the Prishe. Now, there is a Rambam. The Rambam says in Perik Chof Yuchasitz, Halacha Gimel, Hoyo Eidim Shloisho, Afilu Meyo, Im Yidu Bibezden Zeach Haze, Veheyit Kol Echot Nehen Acha Chaveirei Biseich Kili Dibu, Veyuzmu Mikzoson Ein Enoshi Nachinuzmu Kuro. Achinuzmu Kuro. That's the Halacha in Zeyvim Nerogin Achinuzmu Kuro. Avon Moyo Hefsek, so when do we apply the halacha that in a Yuzayim Nerogi actually is Mikulo, if there were 99 were Nizim, but one eight was not Nizim. So even the 99 were Nizim do not get the Enesh of Azor. That's example. So when is that so? If all the Indian who testify talking Dibu to each other. Avon Hoyo Hefsek, Bezeleze, Yesam Yote Dibu, Shehu Kedishai Shom Talmim Rab, Harinech Liko Eides, Vyashnaim Shehuzmu Nenoshi, Vashnaim Achim Shoyu Vidifreyem, Vidifreyo Visheni, Hefsek, Einenoshi, Vyakol Pishabotro in the school, Neishin Katachas, So the Rambam says that when we apply the halacha of in the Roginachius Mukulon, only if the Haggadah of all Davim was talking, Glasahas was talking Dibo to each other. But suppose it was not talking Dibo to each other. So then the Davim who won is them, they get the Inish Bazon. And the other Ashtaim Achir, who were not Nizem, but he says, but the Nibu doesn't get any missing. So the Raivet is massive. And two things is massive. Omar Avon, any day about, can the Achash will go to the Nibu, the Lechshe will stay kittens. לעניין הזומה, לא מוטיבטי לידי סקטו אחרינו, ויהוריק הוריצח. So he says, מונפשח, since they, those warnism, and those warnism, let's say, Ruben and Shimon warnism, Levi and Yehuda warnism. And what was the idea? That he saw how killed Zvul. So since Ruben and Shimon, and Levi and Yehuda did not testify together, talk to the Dibu. So, and it is considered as two kites eidim regarding the aloche of azome. In other words, so Reuven and Shimon warnism, they get the Enesh Azom. Reuven and Shimon, they get the Enesh Azom. But Levin, of course, Levin, you did not. So since Reuven and Shimon get the Enesh Azom, even though Levin, you they were not Nizem, so we consider the Enesh of Reuven and Shimon as a separate card, independent of Levi and Yehuda. So Memele, why should Yisocho be poter? So Lomoti Bati Leides, Hakata Achino. After all, since we apply the Enesh of Azome, we meet out the Enesh of Azome against Ruben and Shimon. Even though Levi and Yehuda were not Nizem, why? Because we consider the Eides of Reuben and Shimon as a separate cat. So if it's a separate cat, why shouldn't Yisachar get Mise? Let him be the Arak. That's the Raya, that's one kasha by the Raya. The second kasha by the Raya is Maze Shomar Vashnai Machini Mene Noshi Uma Inish Hole Uma Inish Hole. So the Raya, the Rambam tells us a big chiddush. He says Harilech Likoides Vashnai Shuzmu Nenoshi Vashnaim Achirim Shohoyu Bein Dibreyem Bidibre Orishenim Hepsek Ein Enoshi. Now it's Reuben and Shimon who are Nizem, since they constitute a separate cat, so they get Ein Shazon. But Levi and Yehudi were not Nizem, so Levi and Yehudi who are not Nizem, so then they don't get Ein Shazon. Of course they don't get Ein Shazon. How could they get Ein Shazon? How could they get the Inish Azome? This is the second kasha. Umayish Hole. How could it occur to anybody's mind that they should be Inish when they were not Mizem? Maybe to testify the truth. So. So the Lachad Mishneh gives the Teretz that when the Rambam says V'divri Orishayim, so he says V'ashnayim Acherim Shohoyu B'divreyim V'divri Orishayim Hefzekein and Noshim. So the Rambam has referenced the case even if the Shnayim Acherim who testified later, not talking to people to the Shnayim Orishayim, let's say Levi Yehudi who testified later, even if ultimately Levi and Yehuda were also Mizem. So Mele, they still don't get the Ein Shazon. Why? Because if Reuben and Shimon testified first, and then Lachat and Dibor, Levi and Yehuda testified. So Mele, even if the testimony by Levi and Yehuda had never taken place, would it affect? Would it affect the destiny of Yisachar? Because Yisachar was already destined to be executed on the basis of the testimony by Reuben and Shimon. If the testimony by Levi and Yehuda took place talking to Dibor, so then it's considered as if they all testified together. But if the testimony by Levi and Yehuda against Yisachar took place lachat and Dibor, so the Mele, the testimony of Levi Yehuda did not bring about the execution, could not bring about the execution of Yisachar, because Yisachar was destined to be executed anyway, without the testimony of Levi Yehuda. So the Mele, this is the Rambam Shita. Now, that's a bit chiddush. But I think I mentioned that the Shita of the Rabbi Hananel is like that in Makis. Rabbi Hananel says like that in Makis. So the Ramchlanu says, "Beukmel mastisim bisman shekuf kulon all the 180. Kolechol mehem ein misirki dibo shochaveir. Di kaimu enterki dibo kidibo dami. Uchilu kulon mibasachas yidu. Veinichemi ma'achemu leima ki orishenu mehem shechivu v'anachnu osinu kulon." You see, so in other words, when do we say that the achreim are also chayim mise if the achreim testified talking to the dibo of the rishenim? But if the Achreinim testified Lacha talking to the people of the Rishenim, even if the Achreinim are Nizem, they don't get Nizem, because they didn't do anything. Not that they didn't do anything, in other words, they did not, with their testimony, they did not bring about, they could not have What about the execution of the Nidin? Because the Nidin would have been executed anyway. Would have been executed anyway. So that's the Ranshite. So the Meile the Lachem Mishnah, I mean, that's the Rabbi Chanan Mishnah, not the Ranshite. So the Lachem Mishnah says that this is what the Rambam means when he says, Vashnaim Shehuzmu Nensh. In other words, the Eidim Rishenim that Huzmu, they get Eidish. Vashnaim Achelim Shehuzmu Nensh. Vashnaim Achelim Shehuzmu Nensh. Hefzek Ein Enoshim. Even if ultimately the one is. Because the Nidin would have been executed anyway. So that answers the second kashi by the Raivu against Rambam. But then the first kashi asogi by the Raivu against Rambam is how does the Rambam say the Achal Pishoyo what were in the school or Mifnishin Kilat Achav? So in other words, if Reuven and Shimon and Reuven knew, they testified that Yisachar killed Zvulun, and they testified Lachak and Nidibu of each other. So it's two kittens. So Meila Reuven and Shimon and Dan Yizem, even though Reuven knew they were not Yizem, so Reuven and Shimon get in the Shazome. Why? Because it's a separate card. But Yisachar cannot get any missing. Why can't Yisachar get any missing? Let Yisachar get missing. Let Yisachar get missing. So the Rambam says Yisachar doesn't get missing because of Yiddish but Mitzos or Botlokul. ואף על פי שבות לא העיד הסכולו מפני שהן כת אחת הויו ונפסלו מקצוסו נפסלו פה. So the cash of the right now, so there are three terms. One terms is the terms given by Bess Yosef. Bess Yosef is very brief, but the Prishe explains it, and then there is the terms given by the Bach, and then there is the terms given by the Tumim. Tumim, I mean, you all find it in Simen, Lamed Vov, Lamed Zayin, Lamed Ches, you'll find all these. So, the Teretz, so it seems that Reb Chaim assumed that the Pshat and the Rambam is in accordance with what the Bess Yosef and the Prishe say. The Raivet is massive. The Raivet says, if the Agode was Lacha Tochkin Dibu, so the Meile, we shouldn't apply the Aloche of Inish Abad Mitzos Abad Lukul. Of Inish Abad Lukul. So, what is the shita of the Rambam? So the Prishe says that the shita of the Rambam is that in regard to the halacha of Yud Zayachad Menkor of the Pasuk, it is Kulam Ptilo, so it can take effect on the basis of Yitzirot in the Agode, even if the Agode of the Korev and the Pasuk did not take place with Basachas, talking in Hebrew with the Agode of the Chevron. As long as it was Zebif Nizeh, as long as there was a Kabbalah, as long as there was a Kabbalah between Bez Zebif Nizeh, so there is also a Tziruf Magon. There is also a Tziruf Magon. According to the Raivet, so in order, you see, the Raivet Chita is, the Raivet says that if there is no, if it's not talking Hebrew, if the Nizumi and the Inom Nizumi did not testify Tochke Nidibu, so the Meile there couldn't be an invalidation of the Eides of those who were not Nizim on the basis of Nitzachem and Kol Apostle in Spontil. Why not? Because in order that we should apply the halacha of Nitzachem and Kol Apostle in Spontil, in other words, Eidish Apostle in Spontil, so it there must be either Yitziruf through the Rie or Yitziruf through the Agode. So Yitziruf through the Rie there couldn't be. In view of the fact that Reuven and Shimon were Nizem. So the Mele, Levi and Yehuda were not Nizem. So how could there be Yitziruf in the Rie? I mean, it's the way the Sharisaria times. I mean, if they were Nizem, so that means that Reuven and Shimon never saw Yisachar killing Zvulun. Because Immanuel he said, because Imono Yisem, so there was no Tziruf in the Rie. But if the Agode had been talking to Dibur, so then we say that Eidus Kulam Ptulo on the basis of the Tziruf in the Agode. But if the Agode was not talking to Dibur, so how could he apply the Aloha of Inishpat Tosomot Kulo? This is what the Raivet says. What the Shittas Rambam? So the Prisha says the Shittas Rambam means that we can apply the Aloha of Eidah Shibot Mitzos Abot Lekul or Nimsa and Kol Apostle on the basis of Tziruf in Dagode, even if Dagode was not talking to people. As long as it was Zebif Nizeh. As long as it was Zebif Nizeh. Alright. This is how the prime assumed is the pshat in the Rambam. There are two other pshatim in the Rambam. I don't want to go into